in my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, neighbor. Are you wide awake? I hope so. It's late for you, probably where you're at. It's early here, 7 a.m. in the morning, but I'm so thankful for the privilege to come your way. Could you do me a favor? Go ahead and send $1 million in today. No, that's not the favor. Oh, if you have it, go ahead and send it. But I don't need your money. I need just an email. It's going to be so simple for you. Just email me, revivaltime@nvbc.org. Revival is R. You got a pen? Let's write it down. Here we go. Ready? You got your pen ready? R-E-R. Oh, maybe you got your cell phone ready. Put it on your cell phone. Get it set up. Here we go. Are you ready? R-E-V-I-V-A-L, that's revival, and then time, all one word, T-I-M-E, all capital letters, at NVBC, NorthValleyBaptistChurch.org, NVBC, revival time at NVBC.org. Here's a great song, Onward Christian Soldiers.
Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see
Genesis chapter 22. Let's get this song up from the Golden State Baptist Chorale, In Christ Alone. It's a great song. You might know it. Sing along if you know it.
In Christ Alone.
Chapter 22 is the offering of Isaac, and it's a chapter of faith, the faith of Abraham. And may I say this, Abraham failed earlier in life when with the king, with his wife, and he said, oh no, she's my sister, she's not my wife. He failed. But here he is now over 100 years of age and 113 years of age, and he is a great man of faith. You know, you ought to be growing in grace and growing in faith. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt. He tried Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. That was a great step of faith. Here I am, Lord, right here, here. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee to the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon. Hey, if you waited all these years to have that child and then God tells you something like that, what would you do? What would you do? He said, I want you to take your son and offer him and kill him upon one of the mountains which I tell thee. Verse 3, Abraham rose up early. That's faith. He just believed that God was still able to, and he took a son. And on the third day, imagine day one, walking with your son, knowing that God said, I want you to offer him there. And day two and day three, and that's on his heart. And on the third day, that's faith. He was still trusting God on day three that he was going to offer his son. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide here with the ass, and I, the lad, will go yonder and worship and come again to you. That's faith. He said, we're coming again. I know God says to offer him. I know I got up early. I know I've been traveling for 3 days, but we're going to come back. That's faith. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon his son, Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they both went, both of them together. That's faith. And Isaac spake to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I." As he answered God in verse 1, "Here am I," he answered his son. He had great respect for his son. He had great respect for God. That's faith. And he said, "We got the fire, we got the wood, but where's the lamb?" And he said, "Here's faith. My son, God will provide for himself a burnt offering." And they both went both together. That's faith. And they came in the place which God told him of. And he laid him on the altar of the wood. That's faith, because here this teenage boy could have beat up his father, but he trusted his father. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." That's faith. That's faith. Everything that God, and God provided a lamb because of a man's huge faith in God. 3 days, and then he walked with his son another day, and then he laid him on the altar, and then he said, "God, here's the fire, here's the wood, and I'm on the fire, I'm ready to be offered, but God's going to provide a lamb," because his dad was a man of faith. I think of so many illustrations there, but one, he had faith in his dad. We're living in a day where you teenagers, you young people, very few have faith in your parents. Very few. And some of you, so many of you are raised by a godly mother, a godly father, and they say, "Don't do that. Don't go that way." But you say, "I'm going to go that way. I'm just going to do what I want to do." You're going to destroy your life. "I don't care if I destroy my life. I don't believe in God anymore. I don't believe in these things. I don't believe." You will. You will. God's gonna break you down. If you're saved, God will break your heart down. God always breaks your heart down. Now, you may run from God, and you may run as a rebel, and you may die as a rebel, but you're going to know that there is a God, because God's going to speak to your heart if you're saved. Now, if you're not saved, he's going to let you do whatever you need to do, whatever you want to do. "I want to live in violence, and I want to live in corruption. I want to live in sin. I want to live in my own selfish flesh." Go ahead. But you're going to have an awful, awful life, because you cannot run from God. Faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Have faith in God today. Father, we want to thank you for the privilege to be together today. Bless my dear, dear listener friends all around the globe. Give them a wonderful day as we seek to love thee, serve thee, lift your name, exalt your name is my prayer. Bless each one, for we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.